This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo is one of the rare occasions where Chris isn't the one with the most effective spray. Danny Howard has it today. Can Chris equalise on bangers? Ali Plum off of films plays real or no real? And should we have a new feature on the show for our more pervy listeners? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Welcome back, Chris.
All right.
Yeah, I know that yesterday was a planned day off. Some people were like, oh, it's because you DJed the night before.
No.
It wasn't anything to do with that. It was scheduled months ago. Welcome back. Yesterday we had a girl on called Lily, who was at our Young Farmers DJ set in Torquay on Sunday night.
Which was an amazing night, by the way.
So good. And she came on air and she told me that she loved the whole night of us DJing, but particularly loved it when we played Nelly the Elephant. Never happened. Hey. So we kind of thought, well, she must have been, because there were two rooms, two different sets of DJs, we thought she must have been in the other room. We kind of worked out that she was. Lily's back on. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Scott.
You all right? Feeling better today, yeah?
Yes, I'm good. Slightly husky voice, unfortunately, but yeah, still going strong, thanks.
Yeah, you're still quite husky there, hon.
Yeah, really, really bad. A bit embarrassing, actually.
Was it worse than this yesterday, Scott?
Yeah,
it was more husky than this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, a lot worse.
Where are you from in Cardiff?
Yeah. So, a little town called Cowbridge in the Vale.
Oh, posh,
Really, really pretty, really rural.
Posh,
yeah, really,
that's
really nice.
Posh, where's that?
Visit.
Uh-huh, yeah, I've got a friend that lives there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what's the latest?
So, yeah, I just want to redeem myself from yesterday, really. So, I spoke to my friend. They did a lot of roasting. Never happened. That is, but never happened. I've now had confirmation on the videos that I was, in fact, in your set, guys.
I was there,
dabbing in my light-up shoes, listening to some Starship. I was definitely there.
Oh, yeah, we played Nicki Minaj. That was us, yeah.
Yes, thank goodness. So I think what was happening, I was switching up different rooms. But, yeah, I was having a really good time. And, obviously, the light-up shoes, a lot would maybe remember me with my light-up shoes.
I actually remember there was a group of girls in light-up shoes that were sort of stood very near the DJ box. And so I came over to say hello and screamed in my face.
Oh, really?
So do you have no recollection of that?
I can't really remember much of it, to be honest.
Were you dabbing a lot? Did you do a lot of dabbing?
We were dabbing, yes. We kept dabbing in your direction.
Yeah, we know. Oh, I know exactly who you are now.
Fab, we've redeemed ourselves.
Definitely were there in your flashy shoes. But it wasn't us that played Nelly the Elephant.
Although, Nelly the Elephant, can I just make a request? I know you're sort of really approved and everything, but if you do have time for us to sing around next year, can you play Nelly the Elephant for me?
Why?
Oh, come on, it's a classic. I'm a little bit.
It's a weird one for us to understand.
It's what I call a floor clearer. Oh.
A floor clearer?
Yeah, everyone just get off the floor.
Not
apart from you.
Farmers, Scott.
Well, okay, all right. No. Maybe for the Young Farmers next year, all right.
Please, yes, please. That would be amazing.
Okay, well, I hope your voice restores itself at some point.
Yes, it will. I'm hoping, you know, lots of different fluids and stuff and just keep it active,
different fluids. It's a two-day recovery here, Scott.
Yeah, it's 3 days of partying, though, to be fair. All right, thank you, Lily.
Days.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, Scott. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
So you lost bangers yesterday, mate.
So, who played for me? I don't really understand what went on there.
Well, no, you left a song for us.
Right.
So we just did it as normal, but I just played in your track.
Oh, okay, so you didn't have someone talking for me. You just said, this is Chris's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a good song, by the way, the Gym Class Heroes one.
Whiffy as.
No, it's not. It's a really good song. Why, did you tell everyone it's rubbish?
Yeah.
Well, then they're never going to pick it.
It's terrible.
Well, what was yours?
Can't remember,
can you?
No, but it beat you.
See, this is what I mean. You're more focused, as a person generally, you're more focused on hate.
I know, I'm not.
Are. No, you are.
Nonsense.
You are.
Nonsense.
So you can remember hating on my song, but you don't remember what your song was.
Only because yours was so incredibly bad.
It does. It sums up everything about us as friends and everything.
No, it doesn't. Mine was Kevin Rudolph, Let It Rock.
God.
Great song.
Anyway. It's not a bad song.
Yeah. It's better than that.
But the Gym Class Heroes one is good.
It's
anyway,
like a bad Black Eyed Peas song, mate. Anyway, it's all fine.
No such thing.
There is. Anyway, this is for another time. So it's 1-0, and we'll play again at 2:40 this afternoon. Did you hear about Tom Hardy?
Yeah, Chase.
Swoon.
So, I mean, it's typical, isn't it? It was always going to be someone like Tom Hardy that would catch a crim.
Yeah, so he kind of switched to superhero mode
and chased a thief who stole and crashed a moped in London. It was all over Newsbeat. Apparently he went off like a shot.
I know. Anyone, I mean, it just makes him... the thing is here, it makes him hotter, isn't it? That's what everyone's saying. But only he would get this opportunity. It would never happen to me. I'm ready to go, Scott. I'm ready to catch someone. Seriously, I know what I would do and everything.
What would you do?
Well, I'd go for it. I'd be chasing them as well.
Right,
but
yeah.
I'll never get that opportunity.
No. It does always seem to happen to the hot ones.
Scott Mills.
Danny Howard, hello.
Hello, Scott and Chris. How you doing, guys?
Really good. Are you okay?
Yeah, good to be back at Innuendo Bingo.
I know. Welcome along.
Love it. I've got the emergency boxer shorts on, so soak away, Chris.
Well, you say that. We're going to have to be a bit more polite than normal.
Why?
Just because I'm a little bit ill. I don't want to make you ill.
Don't let that worry you.
Have you got your chicken soup on?
Well, it doesn't affect me, does it? I'm already ill. What I'm talking about is if I spit in Danny's face, he's...
Yeah, no, germ central, innit?
It's the game. Mind?
It's the game, though, innit?
It is the game that you signed
game.
Up for, Danny.
I'll do it for the game, always.
Just because he's not potentially soaking you in the face doesn't mean that you can't, though.
No, I'm going to go in.
Well,
go
I've wrapped it. Up warm like a sickly child.
Might perk you up, make you feel better.
It's a bit Hugh Hefner, actually, hon.
Yeah.
A bit Playboy Mansion, yeah. It's the gown, the dressing gown.
Yeah.
Weird. Think about how weird your job is. Wear your dressing gown in the middle of the day at
work.
Yeah,
but I'm not naked underneath it, am I?
No, it's still weird. You're wearing a dressing gown. Who gets to do that?
And spit in my face as well.
Sat in the very same position where you are, William and Kate, on Friday.
I don't know, that's weird. You weren't doing this, though, were you?
No.
You did try.
Yeah. Kate didn't know what it was, and he was like, William was like, I'll explain later. We're just talking about we need to come and see you in Ibiza. Don't say any dates, anyone, please.
No dates.
Oh, no, because when you say don't say the dates, you really want to say the dates.
When are you telling us when Ready One's Ibiza weekend is?
So big. This Friday on the show from 7 o'clock, I will be announcing the dates that Radio 1... is going to be in Ibiza.
Yes. So what dates would you like us to come?
Don't.
I don't even know if I was meant to say that we're going to Ibiza, but yeah, Friday, I'll tell
you. Well, you'd imagine that they would.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You've just announced a date that you're announcing dates.
I meant to do that. This Friday, 7 o'clock, you'll find out what dates Radio 1 will be in Ibiza this summer.
Chris has never been to Ibiza. We need to come and see you this year.
Yeah, please do. I'll tell you the dates on Friday. And to anyone, by the way, people text me and Facebook me and everything from the 1st of January asking for the date. So this Friday's the time.
Yeah, but can it only be listeners who've never been before, like me? And we should all just turn up and experience it for the first time.
Everyone has to come. It's the biggest weekend on the island in the whole summer. You have to come, everybody, including you, Chris.
Yeah. Mm.
Just without that dressing gown.
And when is that again?
Sometime this summer.
Okay. All right, then. Let's play Innuendo Bingo. With Danny Howard.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Slightly sickly Chris today, but it's all fine. Grab your waters, let's have some fun. Here we go. Okay, firstly, on Innuendo Bingo, a tense moment from BBC One's MasterChef last night. And an unusual request from Greg Wallace.
Time's up! Stop, please!
How did it go?
I don't know.
That was beautiful!
Sally, huh? Could you bring your Poussin up here, please?
Great one.
Oh, dear. And we're off.
My favourite in a while.
That's good, isn't it?
That's a good one.
Sally, huh? Could you bring your Poussin up here, please?
Water, please.
What dish was that?
Come on, get your waters. As Poussin, of course, which apparently tastes just like chicken. Oh, sorry, it is chicken, I'm just going to tell you. Water, please. Thank you to Laura on email who sent us that one. Next is a classic from Motors TV. Do either of you watch Bike World? Well, you should, because there's some amazing chemistry going on between the presenters, Luke Wilkins and Susie Taylor. By the sounds of it, though, Susie's definitely the more adventurous of the two.
As I said before, I'm not a particularly gifted off-road rider, which is why we leave that stuff up to Susie, because she loves it up the dirt track.
Oh, my word! Scott!
Absolute soaking there from Danny Howard to Chris. Ooh. You all right there, Chris? Ooh.
That clip.
That's Susie there, who really likes off-road racing.
Wrapped you up nice and
cheers, Mum.
Because she loves it up the dirt track.
Next, it's Channel 4's Bear Grylls, The Island.
Oh, I love this. By the way, I saw both episodes of this last night. It's my favourite.
Why?
I just love it. It's just, yeah, it's, I don't even know why. It's just, I love it.
Okay.
They genuinely struggle by the looks of it.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely struggling here. So, water, please. So, we're on the island. The food supplies are getting pretty scarce. So, at that point, I find you just have to munch on whatever you can get or find.
Happy hunting. With 16 hungry mouths to feed, Freddy's snake didn't go far.
I think that would have been good on any other day, but you started strong.
I know, right?
Freddy's snake didn't go far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no,
water,
snake,
please.
No poosa.
Have you ever tried snake?
No, me, no. No. I have. Danny?
I love it. Mm.
I'm the fussiest eater ever, so snake. Oh, yeah. No,
not for you,
me.
No.
For
me, water, please.
Sally, huh? Could you bring your poussin up here, please?
Bring your poussin up here, please.
Water, please. One of our favourites now from last week. It's over to BBC Four. And Tales of the Royal Wardrobe, a show about the clothes worn by the royal family. Now, things obviously were very different back in Tudor times, but... still surprised that anyone was allowed this close to the Queen.
Elizabeth's vast clothing collection required a huge retinue of staff to look after it. One man was employed just to look after her muff.
Danny.
Sorry, guys, I know you're ill.
Yeah.
Absolutely soaking him today, it's brilliant. Okay. Next, we've got a classic from the snooker. Since the World Championships are on in the Crucible in Sheffield at the moment.
That's the one.
Thank you. Now, the commentators have to fill a lot of silence while watching the frames. So, kind of difficult not to let your mind wander. What? What's funny?
I just can't even imagine what's about to come on.
Sometimes, you know, when you're live, you just say the first thing that comes into your head. Like Steve Davis does here.
It's a shot we're going to see. An awful lot in the next 2 weeks, and you won't see a nicer split than that.
Is that my mind, or...?
I don't
know. No, it's...
Okay, then. More water, please. Danny Howard's on In Your Bingo on Radio 1. Next, we're going to Bake Off Creme de la Creme on BBC 2. The competition between professional pastry chefs is always so high. These contestants will do anything to stand out from the crowd. Not sure entirely what they're serving here, but it's asking quite a lot of Judge Cherish Findon, if you ask me.
Oh, good Lord. Are you right, Cherish?
You almost killed me with the acid that's inside. It was so sharp that I don't know whether am I going to spit it out, I'm going to swallow.
Danny.
Why did you have to wait so long on that?
Danny, what's going on with you?
Well, you were holding it. I was trying to hold it. I just couldn't hold it.
Yeah. Ollie and Preston, thanks for spotting that one for us. Next, obsessive compulsive cleaners on Channel 4. Last time I checked, I did think this was a show about cleaning. Water, please. I mean, who knows what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Really, really dangerous. But apparently it's not so much the horns that get you, it's their back legs. Now, I would have thought, as he tossed you off, that's where you get impaled on their horns, but it's not.
Talking about getting riding a bull there and getting thrown off on a show about cleaning, I don't know why.
As he tossed you off.
Yes. Water, please. Getting a good soak in there, Chris, today.
Yeah, it's sorry, very much one way. You're going over yourself. I've not really touched you.
Oh, right. A dribble.
Got a new one now from Panorama last night on BBC One. And Jeremy Paxman is looking into President Trump's first 100 days in office. Now, I know that everything about the Trump administration is unconventional. But did Sean Spicer, the press secretary, really have to do this?
In less time than an episode of The Apprentice, Trump had cast himself as the victim of an Obama-ordered wiretap. 2 weeks later, Press Secretary Spicer fingered the guilty party.
Mm-hmm. It's unconventional.
Very unconventional. Mm. And that's it, guys. Today's Any of the Bingo.
Sally, huh? Could you bring your poussin up here, please?
And if you would like to send me any innuendos, if you see any, Scott.mills, bbc.co.uk. We're always looking for more clips. Thank you. Danny Howard.
Thank you.
Friday night, he will tell you when Radio 1's Ibiza weekend is this year. That means it's nearly summer.
Oh, yes. Come
amazing.
On.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And my ex-flatmate who moved out because he got married.
Yeah, of course. She took him.
Yes. And you know that they've now had they've had two children now.
Mm.
Right? So they're in Portugal at the moment on holiday. Do you know this story? Have you seen this yesterday?
No.
Right, so he's made a massive error, as he often does. So they're in Portugal, and he's like, okay, there's a local playground, right? And you have to book a space for your kid in the playground. You can't just turn up. I don't know why. It's like a kind of...
Yeah, no, I've heard of this happening before. You need to book your child into the playground, right?
Right, so he goes online and does this, but uses Google Translate. And because in Portuguese. Now, he says that it's not him that messed up here, but it was the fault of Google Translate, which I find hard to believe. So he gets there, and they've booked out the entire playground for his child, because he's got it wrong. Not just...
So how's that gone so wrong?
Well, he says Google Translate. So he gets there, and they now have the whole playground to themselves.
Oh, well, okay. So what he's done is he's typed in Google Translate probably that he wants to book his child into the playground.
Yes, not
and it's translated
his child the entire
yes,
playground.
Yes, it's booked the entire playground for his child.
So it ended up,
that's great.
Ended up being an expensive and lonely day.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
The kid there.
Surely the point is to put them into somewhere a bit sociable.
Yeah.
Good atmosphere.
She's literally just driving around on the ride.
And it's cost him a fortune.
On her own there. Just on her own.
Just round in circles.
Yeah. Do you know how much it costs? And they were like, you can't not book it now because we've actually had to turn people away. Mm. 500 euros. 500 euros.
Excellent. Well, no, that fills me with joy.
For a Prince George situation where they closed down the entire playground in Portugal just for your child. Massive, expensive blunder.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I've decided the Radio 1 studios hate me.
Why?
The studios just hate me. Nothing's working.
Work.
This one. Work. Nothing. This one, the screen's just gone off.
Do you know what?
Hates me. Everything. The whole studio hates me.
The environment's fighting back at you.
Yes.
Is it like that?
I've just got a laptop in here now because the actual... desktops aren't working.
Well, you're no technician, right?
No,
nor am
really
I.
Not.
But what I would say is, generally with these things, if you hit them really hard, they work.
That doesn't work. My dad did that the other day and I hooed him.
Scott, try and punch the screen. see what happens.
My dad was at my house the other day. Did I tell you this? He's like, his phone wasn't working. It just died. And he's like, try and wiggle the charger. Ho! And then he was like, I'll just bang it a bit. Ho! Doesn't work.
Scott Mills.
I find it really odd that people do actually listen to what we say, because we're just in this box, like, talking a lot. And, like, you just forget that people really do listen quite closely sometimes. Sarah's been on from Bristol wanting to know if you've been to your dentist appointment yet.
I like that's a concern for her, though.
Yeah, but, like, it's obviously really playing on her mind. Mm. And, like, she's obviously a busy person with her own life and her own things to do.
Yeah, but she shouldn't take on my stresses.
But the fact that she's asking whether you've been to the dentist yet is it's a bit odd.
Yeah.
Have you been?
No, I haven't.
When is that?
I still need to book an appointment.
Right, okay.
But they're so busy. That's the thing with dentists.
They are.
They need you to be available so long in advance.
Yes. And also, you'll be paranoid because they'll be talking in code about your teeth and you've not been for so long. You'll be like, what are they saying?
Yeah.
K9 4, molar below 4, 3. Mm. X2. It's like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Talk
stop,
English.
Stop talking in code.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
I do like the occasional perv that we get on text in the afternoon.
Yeah, right.
I just put a picture of Danny Howard from Inyo de Bingo after the game up on my Insta. Do you have the name of the person there?
I do. It's,
Oh, well, no, I've only got his Twitter name, so I don't want to give that out. Okay. But
shout out to you anyway, mate, saying you need to get Danny Howard back in the white T-shirts again.
I don't know if we need to do... Do you remember a while ago we did a sort of Loving the Trolls feature, which was... You know, all these people that write comments under YouTube videos, and we gave them a really silly voice.
Yeah.
And that's how you should really view those comments, you know, because totally. They're nasty and they're keyboard warriors.
Just completely, like, negative and nasty. And, like, that feature was based around laughing in the face of the trolls.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know whether we need to do a sort of, dare I say, Loving the Pervs.
Loving the Pervs.
But I don't know if it needs, do you know what I mean? Something along.
I mean... Once again, we're having an on-air production meeting, but yeah, I like it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Will you get the perv's comments read out in a silly voice?
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
or maybe like a perv voice.
Yeah, all right.
Well, let's get Danny back in the right t-shirt.
I'll tell you what, let's just leave this with me and I'll try and knock something up. And okay. And then we'll all decide whether we want to move forward with it.
Hi, Jade.
Hi.
Hello, what's going on with you today?
Not much, just working as usual.
Okay, what do you do?
I am a delivery driver.
Okay, whereabouts?
In Kent.
Okay, cool. Now, you know bangers, right?
Yes, every day.
Who do you normally pick?
Oh, it's tough. It's a tough one.
Yeah, but you must... which way do you kind
you
of
You must
go,
have a persuasion.
Oh, I mean, lately, Scott's had the best.
I don't know why people have been saying that lately Scott's been hitting form. Mm. I'm not sure he really can back that up, but it's there's this general... perception, I think, that Scott is smashing it at the moment.
I think because maybe I like some of the old school stuff that Scott likes.
Okay,
right, I see. Backhanded compliment there.
I think that's fine.
Old school's the best. Old school's the best.
Well, let's see what you think of my choice.
You like some of the older songs.
Let's see what you think of my choice today.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, you couldn't be more
bad,
Scott. Eurovision on the way, is it?
Scott, I agree.
Yeah, Eurovision's in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Eurovision.
Oh, this was Agnes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Agnes from abroad and Release Me.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
It's not bad. I think you're going to like me today, though, because I've actually gone for one of the older songs. It's a bit of a Who.
All right.
But I think it's a banger and it's very different to this.
Oh no!
Is that oh no?
It's a bit of Eminem.
Is that oh no? This is good or oh no? This is bad.
Oh no! This is good.
Yeah, this is good. D12, Purple Hills.
Yeah, but
yes.
Think of poor Agnes sat there in Sweden, unable to pay her rent.
Oh yeah, but she made money off that. She'll be fine.
Well, Eminem made more.
He did. True.
I just want a pop anthem on. Is it too much to ask?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am going to have to go with Chris on this one. You can't be a bit of Eminem.
D12, Eminem, Purple Hills.
Banger. So does that make it 1-0, even though I wasn't here yesterday?
Yeah. I know, throw Agnes back in, though. Can't not play that.
I mean, to be fair to you, there's a fair few people disappointed Agnes didn't get a show in today.
Just kind of summary, you know, but yours also a good choice. So 1-1 on bangers. We'll resume tomorrow at 2:40.
Scott Mills.
Right, you weren't here yesterday, so we didn't really have chance to debrief on the royal situation on Friday on the show.
Yeah, and even after the show, we had a very quick drink after the show, didn't we? And it's like, it was so weird, and we were getting so many messages, and you couldn't really take it all in what had just happened.
No. And I don't know whether you've seen, because you weren't here yesterday, but there's emails from around the world, from people in South Korea and China and Dubai and Australia and New Zealand. My relatives from New Zealand were on, like, messages from around the world saying that it's been on their TV and radio.
Right. It was crazy. I was in the pub on Friday night and it turned up on the TV screens in there. The news was on.
I know.
It's just like...
It's weird.
You know, we knew it was massive, obviously, having those... I don't want to say those guys, but royalty on the show, it's going to be huge. But I didn't realise quite the chat that we had with them.
I just think it's because you don't hear them like that. You just don't hear them talk like
that's
that.
That's what people are saying.
I do want to apologise, though, for throwing you under the bus a bit on Friday at one point, because I panicked. I lost all my papers. They were all in the wrong order.
Oh, yeah. What was that about? Because I've watched it back, and there's one point. Because I remember you were having a proper discussion with them, and then all of a sudden you just sort of looked at me.
I just panicked. This is how it went.
Are you taking credit for the arts and crafts?
No. This is great.
putting the marriage on long run.
Chris, got anything?
Oh.
I'm sorry, mate.
Huh? Like, what do you want me to do?
Well, I just wanted you to chip in because I was having a... well, it's like a screensaver went on in my head. I was like, do-do-do-do-do. I switched myself off.
I remember you saying before... Especially because you had to talk to them about so much kind of important stuff regarding their charity work. But I was just looking for an opportunity to ask some of the things that I've always been in my mind about the Royals. Mm. So you did give me that opportunity, but it was slightly earlier than maybe I thought.
Chris, got anything?
Well,
anything? Can't really believe this happened in the chat.
So we're okay.
There's some royal lube that's been handed to
we're okay.
Oh, my word. This is the bit where I was like, right, this is going off now. Like, it's been fine up till now.
You don't hear those words together often.
No. Okay, I think I want to hear the rest of this. I'm just going to play it.
We're all right.
Okay, that's the chafing.
Why are those texts coming in, by the way?
Because,
I don't understand.
Okay, here's the thing. We were saying earlier about, you know, we have a Welsh news reader called Stefan. Mm-hmm. Well, we were saying earlier that at the water stations on Sunday on the London Marathon, not only do you can grab some bottles of baby oil, but you can also grab, and this is how Stefan pronounced it,
pots of lube.
and there you are, your very own
my
oil.
Own. Thank you very much. Just to clarify, that is Vaseline.
Yes.
That is definitely
Vaseline. Which is also available.
Just, I have to clarify that.
Yeah. Oh, I think they enjoyed it. It sounded like they did. But I just never thought that you'd be saying royal lube to William and Kate there.
No, and I never expected that he'd have to clarify what's a situation like that.
None of us, I don't think either, so we're expecting a royal we in the bottle joke.
So I do have a banana.
Excellent.
It's a royal
banana there with a crest on.
Royal mug. There we go.
Everything's going to be royal that comes out.
Royal orange juice.
Yeah. At least that's what you think it is. Yeah. I hope that's what it is.
I think by that point it's sort of sunk to our level.
Was that Prince William? Was that the future king there? Insinuating that he'd peed in a bottle
and given it to Adele.
Right,
he's. The
I thought
best.
So.
I. It's so. It was so good hearing them just join in, have fun, and.
I think that's why people liked it. I mean, they were so. I felt really quite relaxed, you know.
Also, that whole show before then, because we knew they were coming.
Yeah.
And but obviously we couldn't say anything on air because it had to be a surprise for Adele. So it was amazing that whole show, knowing that. This
that
was
happen. Coming up.
But also right at the end. And if you were listening to that live, it must have just been mad.
Yeah.
You think it's coming towards the end of the show, then...
If you're not expecting that and then they turn up, it's madness.
But I think, you know, thank you to them so much.
Thank you so much. Like probably my favourite day at Radio 1.
It was an incredible experience to be part of, and by the sounds of it, it was a different interview than they've had, and they enjoyed it.
I said that about the Lolathon, though. I was like, this is my favourite thing I've ever done on Radio 1. And then Friday happened, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that's my favourite thing. It's been a great year. Royalty at Radio 1. It's on iPlayer if you want to see the whole thing.
Scott Mills.
One of our listeners has been on Mark on text saying, did you hear Grimmy getting a bit annoyed at a listener doing her this morning? Did you hear this?
I heard, the thing is, I heard a bit of this listener, and he was a lively one.
He was.
Like, he got on air and he used his opportunity wisely, I think.
Yeah, we got a live one here.
Yeah.
Jordan was on with the task of picking the next song to be played on Radio 1. So he had the choice to either pick Grimmy's choice of song or a Celebrity Gamble's choice, like they do every day.
The celebrities on offer today are Jack Whitehall, Anne-Marie, or Dr. Who himself, Peter Capaldi.
Oh, who's one of them, though? Like, who?
Before you decide, though...
Yes, Jordan.
Oh, God.
I like that Grimmy just has to style it out, you know, it's like...
Again.
Oh, who's one of them, though? Like, who?
Before you decide, though...
So awkward.
Well, Grimmy just sat there thinking, what the...
And then Grimmy plays the clip of his song choice, Hot Chip.
What what you're thinking. I'm thinking you're going to go with my hot chip over and over, or are we going to go for a celebrity gamble?
Well, Jack Whitehall is quite hot, and who was that you picked, Grimmy, really? I thought you would have choose someone better than that.
Really?
Yeah, excellent word, Jordan. No, I've got a lot of time for that.
Grimmy didn't have much time for it.
Who was that you picked, Grimmy, really? I thought you would have choose someone better than that.
Really?
And by this point, Grimmy couldn't really care less.
I think I'm going to go for a gamble, Grimmy.
He's going for a celebrity gamble. He wants Jack Whitehall. Is it going to be Jack Whitehall? Let's find out.
Literally doesn't care.
And respect, though, if you do get on Radio 1 and the one thing that you're going to do is just who.
Yeah.
At every opportunity.
Yeah, please do. Be our guest.
Oh, who's one of them, though? Like, who?
Before you decide, though...
Scott Mills.
Ali Plum, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really flattered and honoured to be on the Radio 1 show by royal appointment.
Yeah. I know, right?
We don't... say that enough, actually, Scott. Well, no, there should be a fanfare at the beginning.
I think we're saying it too much, frankly.
Do you get a crest?
Apparently, yeah.
Again, what's the deal there?
Well, it's something that they said in the heat of the moment. They won't ever follow it up. But I did say, can we say that Radio 1 is the official station of the Royals? And he kind of muttered it, but Prince William did say yes. So that's a yes.
Done.
Done. Ali here to play Real or No Real today. I've got a selection of facts for you here, guys.
Dua Lipa has scheduled a break in her tour so she can go home and do a big shop.
Now, pop stars aren't at home much, are they? So I doubt they get to experience the joy of a big shop very often.
I love a big shop.
I like a big shop.
I like a shop so big that you overflow the trolley.
Yeah.
But I'll get you. Do you know what I mean?
Right for you, isn't it?
No, but even wasting like 3 months without any food, you've done without any real food, and you go, right, it's all happening in one day.
Yeah.
And you just come home with all the beans in the world. I don't think Dua Lipa uses anything but the internet.
Well, I don't think she goes to the supermarket. Can you imagine Dua Lipa in the supermarket?
Yes.
Can you?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No, it doesn't happen.
She's so online.
Right. Did anyone used to really, really look forward to the big shop with your mum?
Yeah.
Like, look forward to it.
I used to
just me.
Sneak sweets into the trolley, yeah. And then they go under the beeper, get them anyway.
When you pass the plums, do you do the obvious?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Because Thursday was our big shop day, and I loved it so much.
You do big shops as well, do you?
With my mum, no. No, not so much anymore.
To get her to pay for it? Do you still get your mum to pay for your
shop? I was about 8.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant this was recent.
This is not recent.
When your mum was down.
Not enjoying the big shop recently.
You took your mum for a big shop, and she will pay for it.
She doesn't live here.
No, you're sounding like...
I do. So has Dua Lipa like actually scheduled a break in the tour so she can go home and do a big shop? Because they are satisfying.
I mean, a break in the tour would suggest it's a very big shop, and yeah. I don't think you need to have a break in the tour for that. So I think this is no real.
I am certain it's no real.
That one is no real.
No real, you were right, but she did tweet this morning saying she's home long enough to buy some food and flowers for her house. But that's not the reason for the scheduled time off. Not been back much recently.
But if she's only home with enough time to buy the flowers, you're not going to be able to enjoy the flowers, so why bother getting them in the first place?
Right.
Well, if you're going to take off again?
Well, no, I think she's there for a few days, so like she can enjoy them. And next.
Flight attendants use their walks up and down the cabin to cover up them passing wind.
Ah, yes, right. It's the old classic fart and walk there, isn't it?
I don't want to go in too soon, but this is definitely true. And the reason why I know it's true is I've got quite a few friends who are teachers, and during exams, they do this all the time.
They do it on purpose, do they?
Yeah. They call it carpet bombing.
Do they?
Yep.
In the profession.
What, teachers?
Yeah. They go up and down the corridors. And
farting away.
And do what they do.
Do you mean like when you do your exams in the sports hall? Is that what you're saying? Like in between the aisles? There?
Yeah, down up and down the aisles. And what they also do is they wait by... I shouldn't say this, but they wait by people, the kids that they think are the ugliest, and they just stand there.
That's quite a claim.
They stand there and go, and then look at it, look at the kid.
Surely it's the ones they just don't like.
That could be why they're saying that. Yeah.
Yes.
I would have thought flight attendants are sort of trained not to.
What, to fart?
Yeah, for the whole journey. You just would have, I don't know, just assumed. Yeah, just assume it's in the training.
How would you train to do that?
Well, because what they have is they've got a special area that they go off to sleep, right?
Yeah, they do.
I assume that doubles up as some kind of farting den. So on the long haul, they can... Do you know what I mean? Like,
by royal appointment.
Because you just think it would look bad on the company.
Yeah. The favourite show of the royals. The old fart and walk. We've all done it.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
You don't want to linger in the same place, do you? Like taking your own noxious gases in and walk away.
For flight attendants now, I've never experienced this. I've not been on as many flights as you, though, Scott. Has there ever been an awkward situation between you and a flight attendant?
Not to do with this, no.
No, no. We're only talking about this. Mm. I think this is no real, and I think that because they're basically trained not to.
Okay.
I think it's real. I think it's only human.
Very unhealthy not to do that, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Don't recommend it.
No.
Only trained professionals should.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, Ali Plum. See, you have got the knowledge from the teachers.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said. A fair number of flight attendants have admitted in many online blogs to partaking in this. What do the teachers call it?
They call it carpet bombing.
Right. In the airline trade, they call it crop dusting. More in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Ali Plum, you know about films.
Big time.
You do. Big time. I like the confidence. Yeah, I do. Big time. That's my job, yeah? Can you tell me one to watch tonight, please, that's out new on...
Well, what I'm recommending right now, because I'm a big fan of the franchise, is, and okay, it's not going to win any Oscars, but Fast and the Furious 8 is ridiculous amounts of fun.
Okay. Like, what if I'm staying at home?
If you're watching it on a streaming service, that's a tough one. Off the top of my head, I'm going to go for a bit of an indie one called What We Do in the Shadows, which is, have you heard of it? It's about these vampires that have a flat share in New Zealand. And it's from the Flight of the Conchords guys.
Yes.
Super dry and really funny, and it just works. It's called What We Do in the Shadows, and I know it's a random suggestion, but it's great.
More of this on Grimmy's show on Friday morning when Ali will be there. What time are you there on Friday?
I hate to correct you. It's Thursday.
Thursday? What am I talking about?
Just after 9.
9 a.m. Thursday morning with Ali. This bank holiday is making my head fizz. Okay, so Ali Plum, Thursday morning. That's right, isn't it? 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Okay.
Ali Plum, no harm done. That's Thursday right. morning.
On the Nick Grimshaw Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Okay, this is our final Real or No Real.
Radio 1's big weekend in Hull headliner, Katy Perry, is holding a pie competition.
Okay,
is this pie eating?
Oh, I hope so.
Pie cooking?
Pie in face? Face?
Is it going to be at the big weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we haven't got much detail there, really, have we?
Yeah, come on, guys.
She's holding a pie competition. I don't know why she would do that. And also, she's never eaten a pie.
Oh, she has, though. No. Look, of all the pop stars in the world, I reckon, if I could name one who's eaten a pie, Katy Perry.
What are you basing that on? What a crazy thing to say.
I could just feel it. I could tell.
Of all the pop stars.
All right, you name another one that's more likely to have eaten a pie.
No, because it sounds offensive when you say it like that. But actually, I think it's a great thing. If she turns out to be... like such a fan of the pie that she's doing a competition at Big Weekend, I'm all for it, and yeah. I would love to take part.
Do we bake them, or do we just eat them with her, or what?
I don't know. Maybe it's just one of these things. While she's in the UK, she's kind of gone right this yep. time.
Let's do pies, guys.
I'm going to go for it.
Okay,
let's do pies.
I tell you, who's never had a pie.
Go on,
Taylor Swift.
Never had a pie.
Never,
never had a pie.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what
she's
I mean?
Got the look of I've never had ever tasted one.
Never have I ever.
Which
pie.
Is mad, because you're really missing out.
But she hasn't.
So do we think Katy Perry's realistically going to be doing this? I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, but I want it to be true, so I'm saying real.
Oh.
I'm going to go no real on this one, Scott.
That one is real.
Oh, it's real.
Yes!
Saturday's headliner at Radio 1's Big Weekend tweeted a list of ingredients and directions for a cherry pie that, if her followers baked, they might get a surprise. Online. Now, I've just seen this. People have been sending in photos of pies, because if Katy Perry tells you to do something, you do it immediately. So people have already been doing it, sending in photos, and she's been kind of rating them.
Like Gordon Ramsay's doing at the moment.
Obsessed. Oh, I saw her call one out earlier saying, this looks like it's been shot bought.
Ooh.
You didn't even make that yourself. Can we talk about the Gordon Ramsay thing quickly as well? Because yeah, it's right. So good. Gordon Ramsay at the moment, people are sending in pictures of food they've made, and he is just slagging it off. It's brilliant.
It's really, really good.
He does loads of them. And we were at a service station on the way to Torquay on the M4 the other day, yep. Lee Dinnemer, classic. And the selection of the buffet was quite late. It was fairly poor.
Yeah, there was one pitiful slice of pizza and like one sort of
pork lattice.
odd angle. I put, all right, Gordon Ramsay. This is on Twitter. What do you make of the selection at Lee Delamere? Now, he didn't comment on it, Scott, no. But he did start following me. So then
did
I,
he?
Yeah, I got a follow of Gordon Ramsay. So I thought, have I not told you this?
No.
So I thought, brilliant, we're in. He's going to rate my food.
But he hasn't done it yet. Oh, how annoying. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10 points. Ali, 30 points.
Oh. 30 points to the plumster. You should play this more often, mate.
Feels great.
So what do we do in the shadows is the film for tonight for me, right?
Yeah, it is. You're going to love it.
Just have a little night in.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 or download this handy podcast. Scott Mills.